I wanted this to be a snotty, unserious, you know, oil slick kind of book.
If you're the legendary music writer, culture critic, and all-round god to music geeks, Greil Marcus, and you want to create a book that's unserious, you go about it in a serious kind of way. And that's how Greil Marcus went about putting together the DiCapo Best Music Writing 2009 collection. And he succeeded in putting together a unique mix of snark, obsession, and brilliance. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. If you read Rolling Stone, Spin, Paste, Pitchfork, or any of the other million music magazines, websites, or blogs out there, you've probably read a few pieces this year that stayed with you long after you'd finished them. If the people who wrote those pieces are very lucky, their work made it into this year's DiCapo Best Music Writing Collection. For 10 years now, that collection's editors have been combing through the huge volume of music writing out there and picking a few articles for what the Boston Phoenix called, along with free Radiohead tickets, the rock critic's highest professional honor. Every year, the collection has a guest editor, and this year, it was Greil Marcus. FUV's Nora Flattery had the chance to talk with him about one of his favorite articles and about what his goals were for this year's book.
We've got to find new ways to write about music. We've got to find new ways to think about it. And the way you start is just ignoring all of the pieties, all of the sense that these are serious people who've worked so hard to create something beautiful, and it behooves us to approach what they've done with at least a sense of respect and honor. No. There are people out there who are trying to waste your time and take your money. Start from that premise. Then see where you get. And you may end up with a sense of worship and divinity, but you shouldn't start with it.
The last kind word I hear my dad say, Lord, the last kind word I hear my dad say, if I die in the German wall, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Baggy chill, please don't dare my soul. I just leave me out.
There's a piece by Vanessa Gregoriadis from Rolling Stone called The Tragedy of Britney Spears. And this, in some ways you could say this is a How I Didn't Get the Interview story, but it doesn't read like that. It reads as if someone has been trapped against her will in the back of Britney Spears' car as she races around L.A. flirting with photographers and all the people who are chasing her, and she's caught up in this maelstrom of self-destruction and vanity. You kind of think the writer is going to get out of this alive, but you don't believe the subject of her story will. And after reading this story, and now we're in a time where Britney Spears seems to be back on her feet and has a legitimate career again, all I can do is think of the person who appears in the story and realize that the person who's out there performing now as Britney Spears is some kind of replicant who has replaced the real person who's walled up in a hospital somewhere for the rest of her life. Is that strong?
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. No escape, I can't wait, I need a hit, baby give me it, you're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do I can't calm down, losing my head, spinning around and round.
That's Britney Spears, probably for the only time ever on FUV, and Toxic. And Geechee Wiley with Last Kind Word Blues. The Best Music Writing 2009 is out from DiCapo. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview at WFUV.org.